The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. You know, we have an old friend with us who's going to be with us more and more and more. His name is Dave Kaczynski. Dave is somebody who I've known for close to 20 years. He set up the marketing department, for lack of better terms, for Kitco when Kitco was in its infancy, kept that going for a number of years, which is where I got to know Dave. Dave has got a real interest in the renewable sector. Dave, tell our listeners, if you would, why you feel this is such an important sector, would you?
Basically, Al, it's because I think it's going to be a moneymaker, which is what it boils down to for any investment hypothesis, I think. Renewable energy is a big field. It covers a lot of ground. There's solar, wind, geothermal, electric cars, all the minerals that go into all of those items like lithium and copper and silver, et cetera. And I've been studying it for a long time. I was a petroleum geologist for a number of years. I was in the petroleum business. I know how big it is. I know how profitable it can be, although it's a cyclical business, as we're finding out these days again. And my feeling is that renewable energy is the technology has been steadily improving. The costs have been dropping for the equipment, and it's at a stage now where it's going to start changing the way people live and do business, very much like the internet has over the last 15 years. It's not quite at the level where the internet has sort of totally disrupted some industries and changed the way people get their news and watch TV and communicate and everything else. But renewable energy is getting very close to that point, and very soon, I believe, we'll get to the point where it becomes more and more important in the overall energy sector, and eventually, decades from now, will be the only way that people make electricity or move their cars around, et cetera. So I think it's a moneymaker. That's basically what it boils down to. Companies that are in the renewable energy business are going to get better, going to get stronger, going to make money, and I want to be a part of it.
Well, Dave, first off, we need to understand the renewable energy sector is made up of a few different forms of energy that can be produced from renewable sources, one of which that I've noticed has been hitting the headlines more than it has in the past is solar energy. And some of the headlines that I've been seeing is that the cost of solar energy, which most people think is very high and that's why they shy away from it, has actually dropped to levels where it's comparable to oil and other forms of energy that we use right now. Have you read anything on this, or can you speak to this at all?
The first thing that's important to understand is that the price of solar panels has dropped 97% in the past 30 years. So a 97% drop is about as, it's a gigantic drop in cost. The price of solar panels is measured on a per watt basis. So if a panel is let's say has a 200 watt capacity and the price on a per watt basis is $1 per watt, then the panel costs $200. The price on a per watt basis continues to come down because the manufacturers are in very, very heavy competition to increase the performance of their panels. So for the same size panel, you're now getting panels that are 300 watts or 325 watts, whereas only a few years ago they may have been 200. So there's a continuous increase in the technology making it more efficient. And on the other hand, you have a continuous competition that's forcing the price down. The Chinese have been extremely aggressive, as they are in many industries. They have targeted solar power, and there's a lot of government subsidies, etc., for the manufacturers. They get bank loans from state-owned banks. No matter what, Chinese manufacturers have driven the cost down, and you know, now I'm seeing, you know, 50 cents a watt, 60 cents a watt as obtainable levels for solar panel costs. So not just the solar panels, but everything involved in a solar system. There's an inverter which converts the DC power that the panels put out to AC power, which is what the grid uses. The price of inverters has come down. The price of the racking systems has come down. Installation costs have come down as companies compete for that business. So, like everything else, the market works, and it has brought the price of solar down to the point where, in places where electricity costs are high to start with, let's say a place like San Francisco or other places in the Southwest, U.S., you have solar that is now competitive with grid-powered electricity. Once you put the system up, there is no fuel cost. The fuel is free. So the only cost is the cost, the capital cost to start with. Once that's in, the utility can raise rates as much as they like. Your rates are fixed. There are no extra costs. There's no natural gas to burn. There's no coal to burn. There's no the costs are all done when the system is in place, and that's the beauty of it.
Now, Dave, I do understand the benefits of renewable energy, but let's step outside of the renewable energy sector and talk about the energy sector in general. Right now, everybody knows that we have seen oil prices drop quite significantly over the last couple months. But one interesting fact that I've noticed and that you brought up to us is that natural gas is selling at six-month highs. What are some of your comments on this kind of disparity?
Well, gas prices were starting to come down with oil prices a few months ago, but in the last few weeks, the gas prices has really taken off. Especially in the last few days, like yesterday, it was up 22 cents per 1,000 cubic feet, which is a gigantic move. And so the reason for it is that there is an anticipation that it's going to be a cold winter. And the reserves, the gas reserves and storage were low to start with. So as a result of a very cold winter last year, if this year is another, even an average winter, it's going to put a lot of pressure on gas prices, and chances are they'll go higher. At 450 a thousand cubic feet, they're already selling at a good price. So how this affects the renewable energy is that gas prices, the gas is used in a lot of electricity production, and increasingly so. It's replacing coal as the standard for electricity production. So when gas prices go up, it means that electricity prices will go up. And if electricity prices go up, then renewable energy is more competitive. And that's the sequence of events. And even though there's a lot of shale gas around and there's decades of production there in shale gas that can be fracked, it's the cost of doing it is still fairly high, and it means that we found a floor on gas prices, and renewable energy is competing with electricity produced from gas even at very low prices.
Dave, I'm gonna have to cut you off there. Sorry, we have run out of time. Always fascinating chatting with you. Everybody, look for Dave to be contributing to our newsletter when we start releasing it in full. Dave, really appreciate your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, Dave Zgodinski is a very interesting guy, and we're looking forward to having him contribute to our upcoming newsletter here. Hey, we've got Peter Bookvar on the line with us right now, and we're going to chat a little bit about what happened in the gold market yesterday in the sense that there was a real sign of strength yesterday, for lack of better terms. Before we get into that, though, and where Peter thinks the market may go from here, we want to talk about the correlation between the lease rates
and the price of gold. Peter, you think there's something there?
Well, when you see lease rates go negative, it is a sign that, at least temporarily, there's a difficulty in accessing physical gold. Because it's like a German two-year yield where it's negative, where you pay the German government to lend them money. It's a rare occurrence, and I think it's similar in the gold market. But when you see that and you say, okay, well, maybe there is something funky going on in terms of accessing physical gold, well, historically, just on a supply-demand basis, that's usually been the basis for a rally, and we've seen it. Whether it's sustainable, we don't know. We're still below that key 1180 level. I want to see it back above. But it's the first good sign in terms of trying to find the bottom that we've seen in a little while.
Peter, how often do you see these lease rates move into the negative territory?
I mean, it's rare. I mean, I think over the last couple of years, it's only happened a couple of times. And it may be just a temporary thing, but it's also happened coincident with the U.S. Mint a couple of days ago saying they've sold out of silver. So there is maybe an extreme that we've hit in terms of the paper market that is solely responding to the strength in the dollar and strength in the physical market that is responding to all fiat currencies. So I think that is potentially coming to a head, and people are going to realize that if gold is just another currency, well, therefore, it's not an anti-dollar currency. It's a currency that can rally against all currencies.
Where do you think we're going from here? You know, a number of people on the daily editorials that we did yesterday, Friday, which are all available on our website, by the way, for those of you folks listening on the radio, website's www.kereport.com. But Rick Ackerman, who's a pretty respected guy, Doc, also respected. Gary Savage, been around for an awful long time and also highly respected. A couple of them were somewhat guarded, both Doc and Gary. They said, you know, we really want to wait and see how this plays out. Rick said, according to my technicals, this could be very positive right now, and we could see a continuation of this upward trend. Peter, what do you think?
From a fundamental standpoint, and I think I said this the last time I was on your show, to me the most important day was the Fed minutes from their September meeting when they talked and expressed their concern with the strength of the dollar. That was the last major and big, of course, central bank to throw their hat in the currency ring. And then obviously since then, you've seen extraordinary moves from the Bank of Japan, Draghi, who wants another trillion euro increase in its balance sheet. So to me, the combination of these three things are so extraordinarily bullish for gold that to me, this is the bottoming process. And right now, when we're talking technicals, just by implication, that means people are chasing price. But from a fundamental standpoint, the bottom is in. Where gold goes from here on the short term on the downside, I don't know. Can it go to 1,000? Maybe. But my point is because of that fundamental underpinning, any further weakness from here is going to be extremely short-lived, and it will mark the end of this bear market.
Well, and
in other words, this is the final flush.
And in my eyes, Peter, it is all about the dollar. And in relation to that, all the other currencies. We've seen the Bank of Japan go through further money printing, which is devaluing their currency. Europe is having a lot of trouble actually starting up their printing presses just because of the, I guess, system that they have in place over there in the ECB. And the Fed did just end its QE program, but they have to be very scared about the direction the dollar is moving. And if that does start to break down, people are inevitably going to put their money into gold, won't they?
Yes. And on top of that, interest rates that are essentially zero around the world. It's basically costing you nothing to hold gold. There's no opportunity cost to owning gold versus cash, particularly in Europe when deposit rates are negative. Certainly in Japan, and in Switzerland and in Sweden that is just cut rates to zero last week, there is no opportunity cost to owning gold. And every central banker told us that this is going to continue. So, again, I acknowledge the knee-jerk, algorithmic one-sided mentality that somehow gold has to sell off every time the dollar rallies. But I think that's a very unsophisticated way of looking at gold and understanding what gold is and why I think this is the final phase of the bear market, because all the fundamentals are extraordinarily bullish for the metal.
Peter, I agree with you 100% on that. You know, the interesting question that we have here is you've got the value of the U.S. dollar. The high value of the U.S. dollar is not particularly good for the United States economy. The Fed is calling for higher levels of inflation because, you know, who's inflation good for? Well, inflation is good for the borrowers. Well, who is the largest borrower in the world? Well, it just happens to be the U.S. government. So the strength of the dollar is a bit of a double-edged sword here, but I have to agree with you from a fundamental standpoint. I think that the bottom very possibly is in here. We got about 30 seconds left here. What are you telling your subscribers, Peter?
Well, the strength of the dollar is a very relative thing. I mean, look what it's rallying against. I don't look at it as not really strength in the dollar because, again, rates are basically zero and the Fed has a $4.5 trillion balance sheet. And the U.S. economy only on a relative basis is doing better. It's still only growing 2% a year. So is it really dollar strength or is it euro weakness? Is it dollar strength or really yen weakness? Is it dollar strength or really Canadian dollar weakness, which in my opinion is more responding to the drop in oil prices? I mean, Canada has a 1% benchmark rate. Ours is at zero. Why is the dollar stronger against the Canadian dollar? Well, it's because of commodity prices. So I see the dollar strength more as other currency being weaker and the dollar just being a beneficiary of that by default.
Well, I guess you're right. It is by default. I mean, when you look at what's going on with the euro and the yen right now, you have to say that, you know, going back to the old saying, the U.S. dollar is the pig with the prettiest lipstick on right now. I don't think there's really any question about that. But go ahead. Sorry.
One last point. I mean, we have to also put this dollar rally in perspective. I mean, since 2000, the dollar index has gone from 120 down to around 70, and now we're bouncing back to 87. So a strong dollar, again, is just a very relative term.
Well, compared to where the dollar has been historically, you're absolutely correct. Ladies and gentlemen, words of wisdom from Peter Buchvar. If you want to learn more about Peter, simply click on our favorite site section and you can find out all about Mr. Buchvar. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules at just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Corey and I are chatting right now with Dan Oliver. You know, yesterday was a very, very interesting day in the gold market. Gold appreciated significantly. Some of the indicators, GLD, for example, appreciated significantly. A number of people on our daily editorials yesterday were saying, well, we think this is definitely the turn. We had an editorial that appeared on the Kitco website where Rick Ackerman is, according to his technicals, he is very, very optimistic about this being a turn in the gold market. I'm a little bit less excited, I guess I have to say, only because I've been around for an awful long time, and I'm personally going to wait and see what happens next week before I get out my checkbook. But Dan Oliver, who is a regular guest on our program, follows the resource sector, certainly follows commodities. He is based out of Manhattan. What do you think that the implications of the strength that was exhibited yesterday, Dan, in the precious metals markets, what are the implications on that, in your opinion, for the future?
Yeah, well, sure. Let me address first the short-term market, and then we can talk about the long-term gold market. But in the short term, I was surprised that we got a big cascading price decline when gold broke $1,200 for this reason, that when markets usually have big crashes like that, it's generally because they're very levered. You've got lots of levered players. When the market goes below a certain amount, they have to sell to repay their debts, and that puts the next guy underwater, and he has to sell. And that's sort of what we saw when gold broke $1,500. There were lots of people with funny instruments that were very levered up. And it's hard to imagine that there are a lot of levered players in the gold market, given the way it's behaved, given that it's the most hated financial sector out there, given that the price has been going down for 3 years. You usually see leverage in markets that have been going up for a long period of time. So I didn't really expect to see that kind of dynamic. And then what we saw was the Fed announced the end of QE, which was entirely expected.
and the gold started to weaken, which is strange because usually the market moves when it receives information it doesn't expect. And then the Republicans took the Senate, which again was entirely expected. The Drudge Report was running headlines saying that the New York Times model was saying there was a 97% chance. So everyone was expecting that, and then gold got completely whacked. I mean, it was down over $30 and briefly hit $1,100, $30 last night. It looked as though we would gain that waterfall decline, but you know, there was a problem with that analysis, and that is that the open interest on the futures markets was ballooning. And what that signals is that these aren't longs who are capitulating, over-levered longs who can't handle the price decline. It's shorts jumping on the market to push it down because in their view, in the shorts view of the market, the gold market should be much lower. I'm seeing predictions by banks of $1,000 or even $800 an ounce, which, of course, I think is absurd. But this has convinced certain people in the market, and they push it down. That big move, given that it was not indigenous to the structure of the market, but by shorts coming in, makes it very unstable. I think gold is tremendously undervalued, and you can push a price down for a certain amount of time, but eventually the market starts to rebel against you. And I think that's what we're seeing. So this big pop up, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next week, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it continue. I wouldn't be surprised to then be able to conclude that big washout low was in fact a washout, and it got rid of all the weak longs who may have just given up psychologically, and maybe taught the shorts a lesson that gold really doesn't want to go down there. So I'm very optimistic that the shares are, you know, on fire today again from very low levels, but they're confirming the move that the idea that gold maybe has found a bottom, we can start finally after 3 years of pain begin to move up again.
Dan, the one thing that I like about gold is no matter how bad it gets for the market, there are those, I guess, fundamental gold bugs out there who, no matter what it is, they still believe in gold. And I think it's one of the only markets out there that even when times are bad, there are still these people on the bid. And to me, that speaks volumes to how quickly a market like that can turn around, because as they are slowly buying up here at the bottom, once the skeptical people turn and become bullish on gold, then the upside to me is big and quick. What would you say?
Well, let me just say to that I don't know how much influence gold bugs have in the market, only because gold bugs tend to have already bought, and prices are determined by the marginal buyer and seller. And so someone who's been hanging on for years is more likely to be a seller because he's already bought than a buyer. But we do see indications, for example, the GOFO rate I've seen, which is the gold forward rate, is the most negative it's been since 2001. That indicates severe stress on the physical markets. It suggests, again, that whoever is manipulating the paper markets has pushed it below the physical price, the price at which people, Indians, Chinese, whoever, Americans, I mean, we see that the mint has run out of silver eagles, just gone below the price that markets will support. And I say manipulate because when you look at the pattern of selling, when you see huge bursts of sales at odd times of the night that you know tank the price, you know, there are certain people who say, oh, this is just the way markets happen, and they certainly can happen that way. I mean, you can get a fund that blows up or just decides one night to liquidate its positions, and you get these big movements. But you don't expect to see it happen every night at the same time, and that suggests that there are more, you know, nefarious forces at work that want to push it down. But to your point about the market having these long term proponents, think of it. It's hard to imagine another market that's been around so long. In fact, it's almost wrong to say gold is a market. I mean, gold has been money for the past 3,000 years, and the nature of money is that you don't trade it, you hold it, and other things go up and down in terms of that unit, in terms of money. And that, at the moment, has been flipped on its head because since 1971, when Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, people have view the dollar as the most stable thing, and then gold floats up and down. But I think the proper viewpoint, if you step back and think, well, did human nature change? Did the nature of economics change in 1971 because a politician said it was going to? And I think anyone who believes in free markets has to say no. The fundamental need for economic agents to have a stable a reference of value hasn't changed, and that reference has always been gold, and it's been gold for a reason, which is that it's the most liquid thing. So when you see the gold price falling, what that really means is the dollar is strengthening. I think the dollar is in a bubble, and bubbles can get arbitrarily high. Lots of people call the Nasdaq bubble correctly, just much too soon. Sir Isaac Newton was almost wiped out because he called it the sassy bubble too soon. So, I mean, that is the risk of betting against a bubble, which is essentially what gold investors are doing. But ultimately, in the long term, bubbles don't go on forever. They do collapse, and they usually collapse dramatically. And so that's why I think the thesis is and remains that when this credit system, which is the most overlevered credit conditions that mankind has ever seen, that when it collapses, it will be very dramatic. And the result of that will be the dollar price of gold, i.e. the dollar will collapse and gold will go up in nominal terms. And I think that is probably not far off given the volatility we're seeing, given the levels the markets are getting to, the absurd levels that the other markets are getting to, and given how overcentered the debt markets are.
One quick thing I'd like to bring up at the end of this particular discussion, Dan, is the fact that a lot of people are saying the only reason the U.S. dollar is as strong as it is right now is because of the weakness in the yen and the euro. I personally agree with that. What does Dan Oliver say?
Well, I've said for a long time that I think, in my view, the reason the dollar is so strong is that debt is denominated in dollars, and there's about $100 trillion of debt. If you include the China banking system out there, and that debt requires to be paid. It requires to be paid in dollars, and it has interest payments that you've got to make all day long, or else you lose your collateral. Well, that's a very strong incentive to hold dollars on hand so you don't lose your car or your house or your ship or your building or whatever it is. I think that's what drives their dollar value, and that's a legitimate force, but it is very unstable. The Fed has to print just enough money to keep those debts from collapsing. If they print too much, then you get inflation, potential hyperinflation. If they don't print enough, you get hyperdeflation. And either way, you'll see the dollar system coming down. So I don't think it's necessarily, in my view, a competition between the dollar and other currencies. I think it's the debt dynamics within the dollar system that supports it. But nothing else supports it. I mean, in other times, currencies were supported by reserves at the central bank. So if the dollar collapsed in 1920, the Fed could have sold gold and supported it. That's no longer the case. So you really are dependent upon these very, overextended debt markets. And I think that's a very dangerous place to be. And it's why the people who are prudent with their financial affairs really ought to have a percentage of their wealth in gold to protect against the destruction of that system.
Dan, many thanks. Stick around. We're going to be right back with our market wrap.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Corey and I are here to wrap up the show with our market summary with Dr. Postma. Doc and I and Corey are also chatting with Chris Temple here right now. Very interesting day, gentlemen, yesterday in the gold markets. Rather significant day. One of our contributors, Peter Buchvar, felt that from a fundamental standpoint, gold had bottom, and he said, I can argue that until I'm blue in the face. Let's talk about that, and then we'll flip over to the silver market and the conventional markets. But Doc, do you agree with Peter?
Right now, my weekly indicators are telling me that we don't know yet. Next week should be crucial. In fact, the next 14 days should be crucial, and that's going to tell a story here. I do know that gold has a good possibility to move up to 1195 to 1200, and that's where it's going to meet some resistance, and I would be surprised if it blows right through it. But some of the stocks are positive, GDX and GDXJ. But I can't see moving down like we have and just going straight up. I have a feeling we're going to go up, and then we have to retract a little bit. But that's okay, especially if the weekly charts start to show that we're bottoming out. And then we'll be primed for a good move. But I don't think we can yet nail the door on the downturn on gold here.
Chris, Friday was a big day for gold and the gold stocks. We saw GDXJ up over 10%, actually up over 11%, and some of the other ETFs that follow gold up as well. Gold, for its instance, was up over $30, and silver was up about 32 cents. Gold closed at a high for the day. Silver, on the other hand, didn't quite have that same luxury. Why do you think there is a bit of a disconnect between silver and gold right now?
Well, because as the day ended, the reason for a lot of commodities having these big oversold bounces, and I agree with Doc, you can't hang your hat on what happened just on one day. A lot of technical damage was done, and these sectors are going to have to reprove themselves. Having said that, the big gains we saw in a lot of energy stocks, mining stocks, and so forth are a taste of what will come in a bigger way, but probably not for a little while yet in a sustainable sense. But the reason why gold ended the day is that a second reason emerged on Friday. First of all, as I said in an email first thing yesterday morning, the fact that the employment number wasn't a blowout, it took a little bit of the steam off the dollar, that kind of fed on itself, and that's what helped to ignite the fire under gold, silver, copper, oil, you name it. I mean, everything that had been oversold and beaten half to death by the strong dollar lately had nice snapback rallies of one kind or another. But one of two huge investment stories potentially that came out later in the day is why gold kept going higher and treasury bonds also kept going higher, while some of the other commodities like silver and crude oil and copper and so forth didn't maintain all of their gains because they're more economically sensitive. And that second piece of news was some serious talk about the possibility of a Russian default. And when that started to get chattered about the last couple hours of the day, on top of the problems that we still have in Europe, like I said this week, Europe is doing a lot of talking, but they aren't doing anything. They're in a lot of trouble. I think that gold, the last $10 or $15 of gold's move was legitimate safe haven money, and that's why I think it closed at a tie. Whether that continues next week remains to be seen, but I think that this, you know, this helps to, again, limit the downside.
Talk a little bit about that potential Russian default, would you?
I ridiculed, if you remember, and I did it on this show several months ago, when the likes of Larry Kudlow were coming out and saying the way that we need to rein in Vladimir Putin in Russia is to run the dollar higher, crash the oil price, and try and bankrupt Russia. Well, you know what? Whether that was conscious or subconscious or only part of the story, that's what they're doing. And not only are they harming Russia, they're harming Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, parts of Africa, other emerging markets, other oil producers. Saudi Arabia, interestingly to some of us, has compounded that by trying to fight for market share and discounting prices even further. You know, and I don't think some of these people realize what the consequences might be. You might think that it's wise to back Russia into a corner. Nobody seemed to notice that at the same time Russia appears to be moving back into those provinces in eastern Ukraine. That might be ready to flare up again. If it does, that will be a way in which Russia can reverse some of these events, at least the oil price, if we go back to having geopolitical fears and an added premium built back into oil. So this is very foolhardy, what has been done. But that's only one of the big pieces of news today. I hope we have time for the second.
Doc, real quick, I want to ask you about a question that was emailed to us by one of our listeners talking about the move in gold yesterday on Friday. He noted, LPG, this is, noted that there was a double reversal for spot gold. Previous one occurred on March 16th, which is the high year-to-date for spot gold. What are some of your comments on this?
Yeah, that it was very interesting. I read that by him, and that was a good pickup. That's an unusual event, and often it can signal a significant bottom or a top. And so I find that very interesting, and we'll see what happens based on. But technically, you know, that was a good pickup by him, and he alerted me to it, and it was interesting to go back over the charts and see it.
Chris, you've only got a couple minutes here, but tell us about the second piece of news that you're referring to.
Well, like I've said many times, and we've spent most of the show on gold, you know, the streets in gold might be paved with in heaven might be paved with gold, but here on earth we use asphalt. There's other stories out there. The big one today was the Supreme Court agreeing to hear a case from the Fourth Circuit on Obamacare. Now, a lot of us know that when the Supreme Court first blessed Obamacare generally, and they went through these contortions in the opinion of Chief Justice Roberts to use the tax code of all reasons as a justification for it, you have to remember that they address things very narrowly every time they can get away with it. The case they agreed to hear today will probably be Obamacare's death knell. You know, the Republicans in the House will pass a bill to repeal it. Obama will veto it. They won't have enough votes to override the veto. There's two investment stories here that people are going to want to watch. Okay? Number one is, and this might have happened already without the any Supreme Court action, is the medical device tax. That is something the president will probably agree to. And so there's a lot of medical device companies out there that have had their stock prices beaten up since Obamacare was passed because their business gets hurt. If that tax is removed, they'll breathe easier and some of those companies will do well. But the biggie today is that the angle with this case out of the Fourth Circuit has to do with equal protection. That's a huge issue that the Supreme Court time and again goes back to try and get everybody to do the same thing. And the issue is that you cannot, in some states, give people a tax subsidy from the federal government that people in other states are not entitled to or can't benefit from. That's how this is being attacked. And you heard the prediction today that the Supreme Court decides it on those narrow lines, it will kill Obamacare by next June.
They got a really tough guy to get around. I tell you, the president is going to do everything that he possibly can because if this thing is repealed, I have to say that his presidency will go down as an abysmal failure. It also would appear it went down as an abysmal failure in light of the elections last Tuesday. However, I don't think that straw is strong enough to break the camel's back. A lot depends on what the Republicans are going to do between now and the end of the year, and I have my doubts as to what's going to happen. I think that we have two things that we have to look forward to in the next few months, and this is getting off the market wrap, obviously, but I do think it's really important. Corey and I chatted with Congressman Walter Jones and then Glenn Downs about this in almost the entire first segment of the show, but we have two things that we're looking at right now that are history makers. One of them is, no question, the way the Supreme Court attacks this thing. My guess is it probably won't go anywhere. But the second thing I think really has to do with the stroke of the pen that the president, I think, will be forced to do before the end of 2014 to grant amnesty to all the illegal immigrants. I tell you, that, in my opinion, is an impeachable offense. And I have to agree with a lot of our political friends who say that. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. This week has been really fun to put together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.